Title: Your Leadership Anchors, Mastering Reinforcement and Trigger Awareness. When the pressure hits, who are you? Not the best day version of you, but the you that shows up when deadlines close in, when the stakes are high, when things move faster than you'd like. Because here's the truth. Pressure reveals leadership character. Every leader has default behaviors that emerge under stress. The manager who starts micromanaging when a project is behind schedule. The executive who becomes short and demanding when budgets are tight. The team lead who stops listening when deadlines loom. Reinforcement is about conscious choice. It's about recognizing the moment you could go either way and choosing the behavior that aligns with the leader you want to be. To do that, you must understand your triggers, not just the obvious ones. There are two kinds. Fast triggers. They hit like lightning. A tense meeting tone. A sudden budget cut. An unexpected question in front of the board. These moments can jolt you straight into old habits before you even notice. Slow triggers. They're quieter, almost invisible. They build over days or weeks. A growing sense of frustration with a team member. Long-term fatigue you haven't acknowledged. An unresolved conflict quietly taking up mental space. By the time the pressure point comes, you've been primed for a reaction. If you only prepare for fast triggers, the slow ones will catch you off guard. Ask yourself, what situations, people, or circumstances typically pull me back into my old patterns? What are the earliest warning signs that I'm drifting toward that old behavior? Because when you can name your triggers, you can prepare for them, and triggers can become transformation opportunities. Anchoring is the practice of holding steady when the currents are strong. In leadership, that means having simple, repeatable actions that help you respond instead of react. Here are anchors that work under real pressure. The 3-second pause, a breath before you speak, so you choose your response. Energy check-in, a quick read of your emotional state before acting. Values reminder, mentally reference your core leadership values in the moment. Team impact question. How will my response affect my team's performance? Pattern interrupt, a small physical shift or phrase that breaks the automatic loop. Future self check. What would my best leadership self do here? The simpler the anchor, the more likely it is to hold in a storm. Here's the key. Recovery is more important than perfection. You will slip back into old patterns sometimes. That's not failure. The faster you notice, the faster you can return to your anchored behavior. That's how reinforcement becomes second nature, 6 months from now. When these new behaviors are truly anchored, you won't have to think about them. They'll be your default. Your presence under pressure will feel unshakable. Reinforcement isn't about proving you can change once. It's about staying changed and holding your leadership course, no matter how strong the pressure gets.